And the HSE has confirmed that a shortage of public health nurses in the Greater Dublin area means that some developmental checks for babies and children up to the age of 5 have been stopped. The story was first reported this week by the Irish Independent. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation say that around 600 public health nurses are needed across the country. Julie Blakeney has one child and she is one of those impacted by the shortages, and she's been telling us how.
I have a 2-year-old little boy, and we received our first public health care check when he was 2 days old. And pretty much from that point on, we had no interaction with our public health care service. We tried our best. We reached out to our local healthcare centre a couple of times and just didn't get an answer. And then we pretty much gave up, to be honest. And then last Friday, we received a letter in the door from our local Board of Health, who essentially told us that any baby developmental checks had ceased within our area. Their solution within the letter was to include a QR code, which when you scanned it, led you back to a birth and pregnancy book that I had received already very early in my pregnancy. Alternatively, their solution was that we head to our GP if we were very, very worried about our child.
Do you feel that you or your child is now missing out and being impacted by not having these visits?
I feel we're really impacted as a community. One thing that really stood out to me was that obviously mums here and children here in this particular area are really impacted. But in conversation I've had with other friends and colleagues in other areas of Dublin and in other areas of the country, parents and children seem to be getting checks. So I've had friends tell me they've received 2 and 3 checks from their public health nurse. In fact, I've had a couple of friends who have said their healthcare nurse has hounded them for the appointment. So to me, there's a massive disparity in terms of staffing, and I don't really understand why that's happening. I'm not a healthcare professional. I could read the book that they sent through the QR code 1,000 times over and I still wouldn't be able to recognise a developmental issue with my son. I can't believe that the HSE expects parents like me, who in no way have expertise in this area, to identify an issue and then have the wherewithal, among all of the other issues or busyness in a parent's life, to then head to the GP and seek out help. Just seems ludicrous that they would ask something like that of already stretched parents.
That's Julie Blakeney there talking to our reporter Sheila Nocton. We can talk now to Dr. Tighe Crowley, Chair of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP Committee. Listening there to Julie, Dr. Crowley, a QR code which led her back to a birth and pregnancy book, or the advice was to head to a GP if worried. What do you think?
Look, Audrey, it doesn't sound well, and you feel for all mothers with children in this circumstance. I suppose for your listeners, just to point out, public health nurses and their role in the community are vital. They provide the core nursing and midwifing in the community. And, you know, if we went back 40, 50 years ago, indeed, the public health nurse and the GP provided the primary care services. So to see such an important role being dumbed down and a service like this not being made available to certain members of society, and I was just looking there at where it is, and certainly this is happening in areas of low socioeconomic properties. So to have that being withdrawn from public, I think, is a bad idea. Obviously, there's a shortage of public health nurses, but you've got to look at the services that you make available and you reduce it down rather than stop completely.
Well, they say that births, notification visits, face-to-face, primary visits with a newborn infant and postnatal assessments are identified as time-sensitive. They're a priority one for the service. In relation to alternative arrangements to try and mitigate the impact of the shortage of nurses, they say in a statement to us they're developing partnerships with to provide graduate nurses. They're also, the Department of Health has allocated 26.7 whole-time equivalent community nursing posts with priority allocations to the areas under the highest of pressures. But neither of those two things have actually taken place yet, by the sounds of it. They're both in their infancy.
Yeah, look, we can understand there's a shortage of staff, but actually stopping a service like this, I mean, in many cases, this might be the person's first indicator to come in contact with a health service in primary care outside their GP. So stopping a service and saying it's no longer existent is a problem, number one. But Audrey, number two, sending a letter out with a QR code I mean, it's a known goal as far as I would be concerned from the HSE in those terms, to be sending letters out like that. You know, people are worried, people are concerned. I think there has to be a better way than just stopping a service like this.
And you make the point that these services are not just important for the child and the baby. It's also very important for the parent to see if the mother primarily is doing okay after giving birth.
Yeah, I mean, we have loads of access to various computers and IT systems, but you can't, the health service is about people. And when you have a service that, you know, particularly in a vulnerable mother who's worried about her child and has a facility to meet another healthcare professional, a very highly trained healthcare professional, and you're stopping the service, then you're taking the chance that you lose someone through the health service. And that's something we just can't have. We've increased population. We need to increase the number of public health nurses.
And you're next in line as GPs to deal with the issues that arise. But I wonder, is what we're talking about this morning only the tip of the iceberg in many communities when accessing many primary care services?
Well, so look, yes, we're the next up, and I could come on here talking about the workload that will come to GP, but actually it's not about GP in this instance. It's actually, and I'm not a public health nurse, but I'm on here about the patients and a withdrawing of a service that could be very essential in a particular moment in time. And I suppose we can't dumb down the health service. We can't just say we're missing a public health nurse, we're going to replace it with another nurse. Public health nurse is a very specialist qualification. It needs to be minded, because once it's gone, it is gone. We won't get them back.
So what does the new minister need to do here?
Well, I think, I suppose in the first instance, I'd roll back the fact that the service isn't provided. You could reduce the service on a temporary measure, but then you need to look at, we need, as you pointed out earlier, we need 800 extra public health nurses, and make it public health nurses. Don't make it different types of nurses that could do the job in a different way. You make it the specialist nurse that we need to have employed.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Dr. Tadhg Crowley, who is chair of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP Committee.